Guta Guta, and welcome to another edition of our Star Wars Shine Show, the Gleep Glossary. Let me just
this is recording.
Cold Carillion Lager here.
I'm actually out of beer, Chris. You're right. It is recording. Let me get through the rest of the start of the show here.
Where I read something from the Essential Guide to Characters, Star Wars : Essential Guide to Characters. And as always, I am joined with...
Oh, you know, I should have said this is the new Essential Guide to Characters.
This is the
new Essential Guide to Characters, text by Daniel Wallace, because we are doing a prequel character today. And I am joined with, as always, Andrew.
Yo!
Steven.
And you've got me on edge. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Steven.
And of course, Chris.
Ahoy, ahoy there.
Chris.
Yes. Hello, Eric.
We're gathered here today, dearly beloved, to talk about. I'm not going to say the name. We're going to talk about
Zam Wessel.
Okay.
Because I don't want to, you know, if I mispronounce something. Oh boy.
Can I just ask a question real quick?
Yes. Cool. Yeah.
Those Andrew? Past few times, Chris has like said things. Has it actually been Chris?
Sometimes. Yes. Well, today it is. Yeah, I actually don't have Chris on here today.
No.
Good for you, Chris.
I feel very lucky.
This is really freaking me out.
Exactly. Listener, I want you all to know, because we're all remote. We can't see anybody. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Magic Baby. Jakoska.
That's lovely.
That was Steve. That just happened.
Yeah, that was Steven.
I just
That's
can't,
what that was.
I just cannot get over the idea of you just taping like Homer Simpson style, taping a recorder with all these just there and just pressing it while you kick back with a Mai Tai and just not doing anything.
Not doing anything. You know how long it took to put all this together?
You told me an hour.
Yes, the amount of effort really doesn't make sense, but it's fun to do. So we do it. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
Steven.
Cannot believe it.
I felt like it was too long to say your names all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would hate for you to have to do that.
Oh, what's Lucky hooked up to over there doing all this breathing for him?
Right. So, yeah, our droid, David, is here to obviously assist. And I know that's apparently controversial, I guess, droid rights and things like that. Don't really, not really your style, is it?
Mm. Well, they were almost...
Steven.
Chris? They were almost policing the streets of San Francisco, so I kind of get it why I would be a little nervous about it, honestly.
Right. Eric. We are going to have real-life droids soon enough, and they won't be reading from the new Essential Guide to Characters.
No.
They'll be actually shooting you in the head.
Yes, killing you, and then figuring out some weird way of blaming the robot for it.
But speaking of killers, today on the show...
Mm.
Zam Wessel.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't her real name, nor was her true form that of a young female. This bounty hunter had the perfect disguise as a shapeshifter. She could become anything at all.
Anything at all.
Well, because just for context, this is the bounty hunter in the second movie in that like kind of
in with the Coruscant, poison.
Yes, in the thing. With, yes,
Steven, that is correct. Attack of the Clones. Zam Wessel hired by Jango Fett to assassinate Padma Amidala. I should have had a soundboard for that one.
That's
too.
A big one.
Woof, yeah. Oof.
You okay? You need a drink? Do you need a maybe? That's a lot of
Chris,
work.
No.
Okay.
Shapeshifters are rare in the galaxy, and
Zam Wessel
competitors tried to pin down her species in order to better exploit her weaknesses.
Mm.
Her familiarity with the Republic culture implied that she wasn't a
Protean
or a
Polydroxel.
Ooh.
While her ability to morph into any shape eliminated the likelihood that she was a
Stanese shifter.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay. But I
see there
she
are
does,
multiple Chris.
She does. She strikes me as Chris. Outworldlian. Like she there's a very Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Look to her and shapeshifting. Yep. Just I mean underlines it really to me.
I think it's the helmet. That helmet
also,
really looks like a
absolutely.
Well, shapeshifting is interesting. Like, well, there's like either shapeshifting or there isn't. And sometimes when like science fiction tries to split the difference, they get into trouble or they have to like elevate it. Like that latter season of Deep Space Nine, they're just like, you know, it's pretty fucked up. There's people that could just turn into anybody, right? You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It is very fucked up. And it's also fucked up that Star Wars had this many shape-shifting races.
Protean. Polydroxel. Shido. Stanese Shifter. Claudite Changeling.
So, it's a lot of...
Dude, a Claudite Changeling. That's what my dad used to call me when he was drunk.
That is
get
what...
Get over here, my little Claudite Changeling.
Could you go get me a Schlitz or what?
Yeah, I mean...
Zam Wessel
is a...
Claudite Changeling.
She is not a...
Protean. Polydroxel. Or... Chido.
Or...
Stanese Shifter.
Or...
Chris.
Or...
There it is.
I just don't know.
Most ident... Yeah, okay, so most identified, you know...
Zam Wessel.
As a...
Shido.
Which she did nothing to dispute. In the truth, she was one of the galaxy's few...
Claudite Changeling.
Or...
And, Chris.
I hate it so much. I really, really hate it.
Wessel would assume the form of other species, but her ability to duplicate the features of a specific individual was limited. This shapeshifter earned fame as a bounty hunter and assassin in the days of the Old Republic. Mm-hmm. When the dealing with clients, she wore a guise of an attractive human female known as...
Zam Wessel.
Ooh, okay.
Both to build a reputation and to keep human males off balance. She preferred to hit her targets from afar with either a long-range sniper rifle or modified probe droids.
But aren't you also, like, always getting hit on, like, wherever you go?
It's a big problem for me, actually.
I know, Eric. I mean, we've talked about it many times in our tea talks. But for her, it must, I mean, if you want to keep away from attention, I kind of think that's a bad, I mean, I guess that's what the little cloth is for.
You should go around looking like Zach Galifianakis or something.
Exactly. Something like that. Or like, who's the diner manager that,
Obi-Wan's buddy there.
That guy, that's
Dax Jetser or something.
Yeah. That seems like something more like people would ignore, in this kind of world. So maybe. That's just my two cents on it.
Because you're like, oh, shit, a 10. Hey, how's it going? Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Why do you have a gun?
You'd think if you were trying to be, you know, you're shape-shifting to be an attractive lady, maybe you'd kill people up close, not from far away.
Then you on the top of them, you know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Yes, we need some sex murders in Star Wars.
More of those. Less poison bugs. I mean, although that it's pretty rare, I guess, that we didn't
Star
get too many.
Star Wars sex murders. I like the sound of that.
I'd definitely download that.
Red Lightsaber Diaries.
Oh, dude.
Yes,
yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
So...
Zam Wessel
partnered with the greatest bounty hunter in the Old Republic, Jango Fett, to break into a maximum security asteroid prison and break out smuggler Ben Dix Fust. I could not find Ben Dix Fust.
That's
on
a tough one, dude.
Ben Dick Fuss.
Yes.
Ben Dick Fucks.
Yeah. Ben Dick Fucks.
He probably does. To be honest, he probably does. I mean, with the name like that, he probably
Ben
does.
Dick, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Oh, I heard he fucks, though. Last I heard of Ben Dick, he fucked.
So wait, your last name's not Fucks, huh? Oh, it's something, it's Fust, is it? I could have sworn that your name was about sex.
Ben Dick Fucks. I wonder if he's related to Obi-Wan Fucks Around.
Oh, you just stay away from that old gigolo.
I'm just a gigolo everywhere I go. Yes.
So, by the way, now we are into this. So, okay. You know the character. You love it.
Zam Wessel.
Absolutely.
We are talking about, and we've gotten into the whole shape-shifting aspect, and now this part with Ben Dix Fucks is part of the...
the video game Star Wars Bounty Hunter. So we're going to be talking about kind of two video games back to back before the movie starts and we make the popcorn, right?
Bounty Hunter was that the Jango Fett game?
Yes,
or no?
It was. Yes. Which is on Switch now, and I played some of it. It's all right.
I'm curious. Oh, is it on Switch? Interesting. Mm. Hello. Oh, hello there. Quick question about Zam Wessel here. Is this like a popular character? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
they wanted it to be like, but was it?
It's no.
Aura Singh.
It's not. It's no, yeah. You know.
Aura Singh.
Yeah.
Which we, when our episode on
Aura Singh,
we called her Aurora Singh to much dismay.
Got it.
I actually got some like, fucking claws out with that one.
Did somebody send you a diaper full of shit and said, this is what you made me do?
No, Chris.
No, they didn't? Okay.
No, but
they might.
They were very upset that I confused her with Aurora, Illinois, which is another bounty hunter.
Of course.
That's where Wayne Campbell's from.
Yeah.
That's right. It's in the Campbell system. Very good.
Well, Zam Wessel, as far as the movies goes, only is in Attack of the Clones, right?
Yeah,
she appears,
and she dies.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I have on right now, by the way. That's what this episode has made me do.
All right. Well, I guess
I thought the Zam Wessel scene was way more towards the start of this movie than it actually is.
This is 20 minutes. Well, that
I'm watching the council right now.
That portion of the show of the movie is decent because you get the Obi-Wan Kenobi detective, you get Coruscant, you're running around, you're doing shit.
You got Rose Byrne here.
It's exciting, but then the rest of the movie happens, and that's unfortunate.
Then you're just on Bug Planet cutting people in half, you know?
Right, seeing C-3PO get his head put on some other body and all this fucking shit.
Mm. Zam Wessel.
You want me to hit you with that a little more?
Yeah, dude.
Zam Wessel.
There it is.
And Jango then pursued the bounty on the head of the leader of the
Bando Gora.
What was that? That probably could have just been spoken.
Bando Gora.
Lando Gando Gora.
Bando Gora. See, look how hard it is, people. Yeah. I'm playing in a direct clip from a voice actor who played Count Dooku in the Star Wars Bounty Hunter Jango Fett video game.
Sure.
And this is the response I get. Yes. That, what is this? Could have just been spoken. The effort I go into.
Wow, yeah. you're living it, dude.
Jango admired her skills and kept her on retainer to assist him with larger jobs. In this capacity, Zam, I'll stop playing it, all right? I don't want to upset you.
We're all very angry. We're all very upset.
Chris?
Yes. Or?
In this capacity, Zam worked alongside contract employees such as
Aura Singh
and
the Vanna Sage.
What was that when a bus was driving by?
The Vanna Sage.
Is that coming up next on TRL? What does they say?
The Vanna Sage.
The Vanna Sage.
Yes, now you're just like Hong Kong. Hey, move it!
The climactic moment.
Vanna Sage, I guess the protagonist from the 2001 Star Wars Starfighter video game, which I guess Zam was also in or something.
I don't know what that. What was that on? Was that must have been a PlayStation game or something?
I think it was GameCube and PS2. I think was most
GameCube,
of these
okay.
early Star Wars games. Well,
got it.
During the unrest caused by Count Dooku's separatist movement,
Zam Wessel
accepted a job from Jango to assassinate Senator Padme Amidala of Naboo.
Nice.
Of Naboo. Yes. Don't confuse it with the other ones.
Get her ass.
Yeah.
The real one.
She didn't ask whom the order had originated. All that mattered were the credits. That's okay.
So Zam Wessel
used one of her remote probe droids to release the crawling Kuhans. What?
Kuhans?
Kuha?
Kuha. You... God damn you all.
Cooter?
Lohan? Lindsay Lohan?
All right.
We watched that Christmas movie with her.
Go ahead.
That Netflix one?
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
It was, you know, whatever. She's perfectly suited for that.
Zam Wessel's in a Christmas movie? Yes.
No, Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Oh, boy. All you guys want to do is talk about Santa Claus. I know it's December.
Go ahead. Spell the bug name.
All right. Let me find it again. Before I was so rudely taken off track of here. Yes. My God, I got to locate this thing again. Uh-huh. Holy Toledo. Let's
all
see. Where is it here? Okay. K-O-U-H. UNS.
Cohens.
Cohonies.
Yes.
The Cohens.
The Cohen brothers.
The Cohens are coming over for dinner later, Zam. Come on.
We released the Cohen brothers into Padme's stateroom, and then they killed her. Or they didn't. They were unsuccessful.
Okay. Probe droids. Okay. Into, you know, releasing those little bug things into Senator Amidala's top level Coruscant apartment.
It's a nice fucking pad.
It's nice.
It's glorious, dude. Glorious.
I'm looking at it right now, actually.
You know, if I'd be arrested in Coruscant for pissing off the balcony.
Really? That sounds like a first night thing. That sounds like when you first you give that a shot.
But the Senator's Jedi Guardian, Anakin Skywalker, wiped out the insects. The other Jedi, Obi-Wan Kenobi, hopped atop the droid. Wessel, watching from her speeder, tried to remotely dislodge the hitchhiker and finally blew up the droid. But even this proved ineffective. Kenobi, now accompanied by his Padawan Anakin Skywalker, followed her in a high-speed chase throughout the traffic lanes.
Oh, yeah.
This is so weird. Now the episode has caught up to the part of the movie that I'm at, or vice versa, I guess. Oh. But yeah, Zam Wessel in this motion picture now, and it's pretty cool. Like, there's some, you know, she has the little... the dirty dealings here with Jango Fett and whatnot. Like, he gives her the fucking bugs and shit.
I like where it's just like, I'm not going to be bothered with that. Why don't you do it?
Yep, totally. It's fucking great, though. It's a nice little, like, gross Star Wars city planet crime thing, and I love it.
Yeah, I'm really into subcontractors. I don't want to have it all come back to me. I like to have a lot of blame to spread around.
I guess that's what it was, because he's going to be the clone army, so he's trying to make it as far away from him as possible, despite hiring the person like 5 feet from the actual crime scene. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Yes.
You guys ready for the final paragraph?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
It's a short entry. Last month, we did an hour. The Gleep Glossary goes back and forth.
It's up and down, baby.
Sometimes it's a big honker. Sometimes it's a little small little thing you slide under the door. Sort of like a Kuhan, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I mean, well, with Eric, with the introduction of David and all this stuff, you really have entered the realm of... like kind of like tape music. So you could just put 15 minutes of silence at the end of this to pad it out, and that would actually be accurate.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll pad it out at the end with some, you know, we'll get there, Chris, but I know you can't wait for Santa Claus.
I'm waiting for him.
You know what you could do, dude? You pad out the end, and then there's like, you know, that stupid thing we were doing with CDs for a while, like the secret track.
Oh, dude.
So then, like, the audio secret just track. Picks up after, like, 15 minutes of silence. I love the episode continues.
Secret tracks are designed to piss off Spotify 25 years in the future.
Yeah, totally.
Somebody saw that shit coming. They're like, no, you know what? This will really piss them off.
And there is, like, a very little-known band from the early 80s called The Sound. They've got a great album.
Great band.
They've got a few great albums. One of the songs on one of the albums, I forget which one, from The Lion's Mouth, I think.
Yep.
At the very end, there's a great song, but then there's like a secret track or whatever, so it's just unplayable.
Oh, of course.
You can't put it on a mix or anything.
That sucks.
Yeah. Really a bummer. Fuck.
Dude, by the way, here come these bugs that she planted in Padme's room. R2-D2 just fucking beefing the security job.
Of course.
Fucking goddamn! Well, this is disappointing.
No, this is similar, actually. Think about that. So Emperor Palpatine's like, I want to destroy Amidala. Jango Fett, you do it. And then he's like, Zam Wessel, you do it. And then like Yoda's like, protect the senator, we must. Obi-Wan and Anakin, you must. I don't know. You want the droid to do it while we play cards? Sure. Like, everyone is just fucking
totally
shirking responsibility in this scene.
You are totally right, man.
That's why that decadent republic had to fall.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Obi-Wan's hanging out with his dinosaur diner friend, and I like that's you should be here doing this work. But yeah, R2-D2 of course fucks it up. Maybe he wanted to be in the serious man, so he didn't want to bug the Coens.
Dude, fucking Ewan McGregor just jumps out this window after this droid. It's pretty crazy.
Just going to hell tonight, dude.
Seriously, all over these bugs.
Yeah, just gonna fucking die. Just jump off a fucking balcony at the floor 7,000.
Seriously, that's awesome.
Anyway,
what's with this final paragraph, dude?
Zam Wessel
hoped to lose them in the lower level nightclub, but Obi-Wan Kenobi lopped off her right arm with his lightsaber. Would have been cool to see that more in the film.
Yeah.
In that scene, it looks like he hits her a little bit and you just don't really see
it. She just kind of like falls.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking weak sauce. So then when Wessel prepared to name Jango Fett as the bounty hunter who'd hired her, Fett struck her with a Kamino saber dart. The dart's toxins raced through her armorous interior. And I guess that's something that the Claudites have.
Sure. Right. The weird thing about the Kamino saber darts is that the first two or three that come out were the best saber darts you've ever seen in your life. Like amazing all-time saber darts. Mm-hmm. But then they just got unruly and long, and it was clearly somebody was on cocaine, so they just kind of became rambly, and then no one heard from the Kamino Corporation ever again. It's a Michael Kamino joke.
Steven.
Yeah.
Steven. Oh god. I'm gonna play that all night. You guys are gone, I'm just gonna be sitting here pressing those buttons there.
Oh man, that's pretty insane.
Andrew? So the darts toxins raced through I already said that. And then she was killed in seconds.
Oh, there you go.
She was killed in seconds. End of entry.
End of entry. Okay.
Is it just killed in seconds, end of entry?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Seconds. Wow.
No funeral for her, huh?
Here's an overview about, things.
Claudite changeling.
About Claudite changelings and all the other fucking things she ain't. And then here's, 2 seconds from two video games. And here's the movie. She's dead.
Yeah.
So I got to ask. Oh, man, that is some fun Gleep glossary. What did you guys learn anything about Star Wars in general today? Andrew?
I can't believe this. I learned that, for as much as Attack of the Clones is a fucking really bad movie and probably definitely the worst prequel, for many reasons, this whole shit, the chase scene with this month's character, Zam Wessel, is fucking awesome. And it just makes me sad. I wish there was more of this instead of what you wind up getting in Attack of the Clones. But anyway, that's what I learned.
I agree 100%. I do think the stuff with
Zam Wessel
is pretty sweet. I love running around the city. It's pretty. It's different. It's something. Anyway, what did you think, Steven?
Similarly, I remember watching like Zam Wessel and I was like, oh, cool, this is going to be the new Boba Fett. And then Jango Fett was like, oh, that's sort of the new Boba Fett. And then no one was ever the new Boba Fett. And then they made new Boba Fett. And I was like, oh, this is even worse than anything. So I guess what it is you can never be young again. That's what I learned. You'll just never have that childlike wonder ever again.
Because episode one, they were setting up
Aura Singh
to be like kind of the new Boba Fett. And then we had
Zam Wessel.
And we're just doing nothing with them.
Yeah.
Real, real fucking bummer. So last and certainly least, Chris.
Hello. Yeah. You know what I learned today, I guess? I like all bounty hunters or bounty hunters or bounty hunters. I like any bounty hunters from the Star Wars universe. And this one, it does seem, Zam does kind of seem like a first pitch towards something a little bit more interesting, because it is just like a little towel in front of her face.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's kind of the whole thing. There's not like a really complicated mask or anything. It's just that.
She sort of looks like when in Return of the Jedi, when Leia sneaks into Jabba's.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
yes.
A little bit.
There's a little bit
that.
Of that going on. Also, I just want to point out, because the scene is still going on here for me. Ewan McGregor's haircut here is fucking terrible. This is a like Kenny Rogers mullet he's got.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Sorry.
You know what, by the way, you know what she actually really looks like? Did you guys ever see that? It was a movie that came out right before this movie, so that's also kind of interesting. Do you remember the movie Avalon?
Yes.
No.
2001. I'm going to drop a link to a poster in the chat, and you will see someone that looks exactly like Sam Wessel, who was the lead of this movie.
I think it's the Ghost in the Shell director.
The Ghost in the Shell director doing live action, but I think there was a lot of like CG garbage.
It's an interesting movie. I saw it a while ago, but I remember liking it.
I remember kind of liking it when it came out, but I have not seen it since, so that's like 20 years.
A lot of Polish people in this movie.
I think, it was filmed in Poland with a Japanese director.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah. So, where did I put the board? Okay.
Where's your board? Where's David?
Oh, you know what? Change it up. So there we go. We said everything. You said the da-da-da. We went through all the guys. We did the da-da. And that's Sam Wessel for you. Now you know the rest of the story. And because Chris is so excited for Santa Claus.
Can't wait. I'm waiting for him. Come
and
on,
because
buddy.
I'm auditioning to be like a morning zoo crew DJ.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
Right? Awesome. Epic. That was me. That wasn't recording. But here is the song for Chris for little.
What's it? What? There's a song?
for Christmas times.
There's a Christmas time song? Okay. You're keeping this under 30 seconds, right? We're going to get sued.
By who?
The fart smith behind
this. Now go it shoot yourself.
Chris?
Now go it shoot yourself.
Eric.
End of show. Pull the plug.
All right, secret track time. Let's go. Yes. Doop de doop de doop. Mm-hmm. This really adds value to a compact disc having a secret moment, you know? Could you actually imagine getting drunk to this right now? I feel like you'd have like a hangover instantly, right? Like the listen to this. Trying to hang out? Trying to talk to the person in the next booth, arrange passage? Can't do that with this on.